Hello. I've got a lot of things to tell you since I sent that last tape. I know it was quite a long time ago. I received the tape you sent on 18th of May. That was the last tape I received. Well, anyway, the most important things of occurrences lately is next Monday, 1st of July. We're going to move. We found a house out by near Tachikawa Air Force Base. It's about 2 kilometers off base. The house is it's quite nice. It's a brand new house. They haven't finished building it yet. They should be finished on the first. Oh, by the way, today's date is the 27th. Now this house, I don't know, it's bigger than the one we're living in now. I can't give you an estimate on size though, square feet or anything. It's bigger than our Huntington Beach house was by far. It's a two-story job. Downstairs is we have a not too large of a living room, great big dining room, nice kitchen, two bathrooms, a master bedroom. Sort of a powder room that could be made into a study or something, you know, shelves, but no closets or anything, and a den, and a Japanese tea room or tatami room that has these Japanese tatami mats on the floor. I'm not too happy about moving because I really like the area where we live here, you know, and I'll be going to a different school next year, and you know, have to make new friends and everything. It's not a choice though. I mean, the owner that owns the house we're living in now has decided that he doesn't want us in here anymore, and he's got some friends, personal relations, that are staying over here in Japan, and they need a house. So he said that he'll let them in, and he gave us a 6 months notice, and we don't have to be out until the 1st of August. But since we do have this house and these other people need a place to stay, then we'll get out as soon as we can. We're having movers come in. They'll pack Monday, pack all day Monday, and then Tuesday they'll come in and load the stuff on the truck and take it over to the new house. I don't know, this house is almost a westernized type house, you know? They've built it and put insulation in the walls, which is something that's almost impossible to find a house over here with insulation. They've got wiring and set up for air conditioning. They have a utility room, which is big enough for a stateside washer and dryer. Although they don't have a vent for the dryer, we're making them put a vent in. And they did those. They did wire this house for 220, which was kind of surprising. We expected to have to go in and make them do it for us. This house, around this house, there's 4 other houses in this immediate area that are almost identical to our house, and then there's some more, you know, down the street a little farther, 8 more houses that are similar to ours, and. The owner of these houses, he'll build one house, and then he'll go on and build another house. I just heard a squeaking noise, so I'm gonna stop the tape here and go back and see if there's anything on the recording. Well, I just listened to the recording, and you can hear a little squeak. I don't know. I think it's from the tape rubbing on the reel, but it got recorded. You can barely hear it though. Well, I don't think it'll cause any great disturbance. Well, anyway, these houses, you know, as each time he builds a house, he gets a little bit wiser. You know, the first houses he built, he didn't wire for 220 or anything, and then some Americans moved into this house and wanted 220 for air conditioning and dryer and stuff, you know, and then it cost him a lot of money. You know, the owner and the guy that was living in the house went in, you know, each went in half, and they paid for brand new wiring and everything in the house, wired for 100 amps instead of 30 amp wiring, you know. And so in this house that we've got, he did it on his own, you know, had it done that way. So he's getting wise. Oh, another thing we've since my last tape, I think I can't remember telling you, but we've got a new car now. It's a Japanese car, but it's one of the largest, if not the largest, car made in Japan. It's a Mitsubishi Debonair. It rides real nice in comparison to our old car. It's a 1965, has air conditioning, which is the greatest thing in the world over here. I don't even care if the car moves, you know, as long as it's got air conditioning. Because it's really bad here in the summer without it. And we've gone up to the mountains a couple times in it now, and it's just a real pleasure to ride in this car in comparison to our old car. At the moment, now we still have three cars. We've got the small Honda, which Mother drives, and then the Cedric, which is our old car, and we haven't got rid of it yet, and then our new car, and a motorcycle, and two bicycles, so we're pretty good on transportation. Oh, I was just listening to your last tape, you know, and we were wondering about this earthquake that you had heard about. It was quite a severe earthquake. The tremor that we felt here, this was quite a distance to the north. What we felt here wasn't too strong. It was one of the strongest I've felt since I was in Japan, but you know, it did no damage in the area, you know. But up north where this occurred in Hokkaido, we live on the island of Honshu, and above us is Hokkaido. There was severe damage up there. Railroads and houses and just everything was demolished up there. Well, it looks like we're nearing the end of this side, so I'll continue on the other side. Well, as I was saying, you know, this earthquake caused quite a bit of damage up there, and in the area of this earthquake is a Air Force base. And they have their own broadcasting network up there. They broadcast American television up there for armed services up there, because in that area there's absolutely nothing. I mean, it's really living in the boondocks up there. There's, you know, like in Tokyo, you can go in and see an American movie at a Japanese theater. You know, there's things to do in Tokyo, but there's absolutely nothing up there. So they do provide a limited television and radio services up there. We have, you know, Far East Network, Armed Forces Radio broadcasts here, but no television as yet. They were thinking about it, but I don't know if they'll go into the expense to put it through or not. But it toppled the water tower at this base and did extensive damage to the record stores and stuff, you know. All the records that were stored at this radio station, and just tore up the base. Water pipes were burst, so they didn't have any water, and electricity was out, and it was quite severe. Oh, you know, you were saying you didn't, you know, you were looking in the atlas to see, and you couldn't remember where we lived. Well, we live on the island of Honshu, and this, the epicenter of this earthquake was on Hokkaido, which is the island to the north. You're also saying that this guy you work with, you know, was taking a trip through Europe at the time, you know, and you're gonna have more work. Well, most of the people here in Japan now, through Hughes Aircraft, or many of them, most of the people that came over when we did, in fact, the family that came over on the same plane as us are going back next week. You know, most of the people now are going back, and a lot of them are taking trips through Europe and by way of Russia. You know, I don't know about that. They're going to take a Russian ship to the Russian mainland and then a train across Siberia and across Russia. But a funny thing, I don't know, I never thought about it much, but friends of these people that were going through Russia wanted to see him off at the ship, at the boat when they left, and the Russians wouldn't let him near the ship. So they couldn't go see him off. But I don't think we'll take a trip through Europe going back, because it would be a waste of time and money, actually, because there's a strong possibility of us being able to go to Europe when we get back. There was some talk about either Austria or Spain. I haven't, I sort of thought Austria would be real nice, and be better than Spain. But talking to different people that have been in Spain since I've been over here, excuse me, all of them have liked Spain real well. Another question you ask on your tape, was the price of recording tape over here. You're saying that it's quite cheap there. Well, you said it cost you about 35 cents a roll. Well, the tape I had been using up till now, the Scotch brand tape and RCA recording tape, was about, I think it was 33 and 30 cents, for the tapes. This tape I'm using now is the same as you had been using earlier. This is the first batch I've seen over here. I got this down at Yokohama, which is excuse me, where all of supplies for military bases and stuff come in. So they have the largest stores down there, and that's a place where you can get just about anything. Well, this tape, I got a package of three rolls for 75 cents, which works out to, a quarter a roll. So that's pretty cheap. And then larger rolls of tape, you can get a 1,200-foot roll of tape for about $1.50. That's Scotch recording tape, but it's one of their lower grades, the 203 series, or their higher grade tape runs about 3 to 375 excuse me, per roll. So it's still, I think, cheaper than in the States. Japanese recording tape is about the same as the States. One thing I've been keeping myself busy with since I got out of school has been baseball. I joined up with a Pony League baseball team, and there's four teams from the base that we were going, that is right near here, Connemara. And there's, I think there's 16 teams altogether from different bases. As a matter of fact, today we were supposed to have a game. We were supposed to have a game at 5 o'clock at Tachikawa, but I'm not even going to bother going over to Connemara because it's raining now and it's been raining all day, and I know that the field will be too wet and they'll never play the game. This will be the third game called on account of rain. It rained yesterday. It's raining now, and it rained yesterday. And then Tuesday, we also had a baseball game scheduled, and it was raining, but we decided, the place where we were playing is quite a distance from here. It's about an hour's drive. So we decided maybe we'd go up there, and maybe they'd play if it wasn't raining. If the field was wet and not too wet, they'd still play. So we drove all the way up there. We got a, Air Force gives us a bus, and we went up there. It took us a little over an hour to get up there. We got up there, and it was so wet up there that they weren't gonna play, and it was raining when we did get up there. So we just turned around and for another hour rode home. Well, it looks like the end of the tape. So take care and send some more tapes. I really like hearing from you. And goodbye for now.